We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Dalad Omer Beis, and we are beginning from the brand new Mishnah in the middle of Daf Kuf Mem Dalad Omer Beis. Look at the Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to discuss a new topic that will be discussed in the next blad or two, the sugya of Shoshvinus. Shoshvinus is, and in those days, if someone made a chasana, so his friends came to the chasana, they ate the suda with them, and they gave special matanos called Shoshvinus. Now, these matanos were basically like a present that had to be paid back. And then he makes a chasana, the person who made chasana now will pay him back Shoshvinus. It becomes a choyv. The akadei kach, that Bezdin actually collects it in Bezdin, this choyv. So our mission starts with a sugya where the father sent over Shoshvinus to a certain person who is getting married, and now he owes it back. The thing is that the father already is married a long time, so the father sent his son with the Shoshvinus, and that son went to the chasana. So now he has to pay back that son. When that son gets married, he's going to pay back Shoshvinus to that son. The thing is that maybe it belongs to everyone, not after that son, because the father is the one who gave the Shoshvinus. So that's the discussion of our Mishnah. Some of them, which means, let's say one of them, for example, went as a shliach, a messenger of the father, and gave Shoshvinus to a certain person. So now, when the father dies and they return the Shoshvinus, chazru Shoshvinus le'emtza, chazru le'emtza. When they give back the Shoshvinus, let's say he's making chasana, that son, he's getting married, so it goes back le'emtza, all the brothers share in that money that's being returned, because really it was the father's money that was given. And that was the reason. Like Mishnah says, Shoshvinus nigves bezdin. Shoshvinus is collected in bezdin, and therefore it blives like a choyf, and just like evi choyf, if it's returned, when a payment is returned to the father, they all split it up. Here also, when they pay back the choyv to the father, they all split it up. Even though it was one son who went along and brought the Shoshvinus, it went to that chasana, still, it would get returned to the whole family. If you send your friend Stam matono of Kadi Yayin Kadi Shemen, the Rashbam says either you sent the Stam out of Chuppah or by the Chuppah, but you didn't go eat there. So if you didn't go eat there, then it's not a Din Shoshvinus then. So then the halacha is, first of all, you can't demand in return a present back. Why? These things are Stam Gemilas Chasav, therefore you cannot, it's no Din Shoshvinus, and you can't also be nigvus of Bezdin. There's no din, you collect this in Bezdin, because it's regular present, the regular Gemilas Chasadim is not a din of Shoshvinus. Shoshvinus is only when you go there and eat the suda with them, and you give them a present, that's called Shoshvinus. Where you stam send Kadiyayin Kadashem with Erechopah, or you send the present, you don't go to the Chasana, it does not have a din Shoshvinus that has to be repaid. So that's the Mishnah. So to Gemara, we're going to discuss the first line of the Mishnah that says that Achim, that some of them were the Shoshvinus in the father's lifetime, a messenger of the father, so when it's returned to the whole family, not dafka to the son who brought it, and then when he gets married, they get that son gets a present, it's split up between all the brothers. Reminah Nasi Kashman Abraith says the opposite. Sholach le'aviv Shoshvinus. If the father sent this person as a shliach, Shoshvinus. Kishi Chizeres, when it gets paid back, Chizeres loy, it gets returned to that brother who brought over Shoshvinus. But Nishtalcha le'aviv Shoshvinus, if in a case where someone sent the father Shoshvinus when he married one of his children, Kishi Chizeres, when he is returning that present, Chizeres min ha'emsa, the whole estate pays back. And this price is pretty straightforward. It's saying that the person who brings the Shoshvinus, he's the one who gets it back. Now, in a case where the father in his lifetime sent Shoshvinus, and now it's being returned, the father in his lifetime accepted Shoshvinus, and now the father's estate has to return it, so then it's not dafka that son who had the chasana returns it, it's the whole family that returns it from the estate, because it's a din of a chayiv, it's a pay as a chayiv, and the father got a present at that time, so the father will return a present from the estate, so everyone is included in paying up that chayiv that the father had. But what do you see? What's the kasha? It says over here that if you send the son with Shoshvinus, the halacha is, that's chizeres loy. When it's returned to that brother who brought over the Shoshvinus. Not like our Mishnah. Mishnah said, it goes to Emsa. So the Gemara is going to have three terutzim to this kasha. Terutz number one. Amar Rav Asim Rav Yechanan, when our Mishnah says that chizeres le'emtza, it does not mean when it's returned to the father. It means when the father has to return the favor, the father's return the favor, he has to give back from the yarshim, to give from the estate and pay back the father's chayiv. Nishtach of Tanan says the achim shos b'ksos shvinas b'chayav, which means they got something b'chayav. That means when they give it back, they give it back from the estate. But for the Gemara, the words of the Mishnah don't really stem so good. It sounds like that they made a shoshvinis, not that they received a shoshvinis. The lashon sounds like that they did it for someone else. So Gemara says, you're right, but change the lashon. Tani, you have to read like this. That it was done to some of them shoshvinis. Someone else lived to them, so it says, Chazeres Lamsa. Frag Demar, Vachazra Shoshvinis Ketani. The Mishnah says, Chazra Shoshvinis Mashma, that was Chazra to them. Not that they went there and maxed it. It was Hochkamar. Chazra, it came the time, Chazra Ligvois, Nigvis Mamsa. When the other Shoshvinis came to you to collect them Nigvis Mamsa, that's what it means. So the first Teretz is that the Braisa and the Mishnah are the exact same halacha. Now, our Mishnah, when it says Chazeres Lamsa, is referring to what they have to pay, not what they get back. The halacha is, in our Mishnah, that when the father gets Shoshvinis in his lifetime, and now he owes it back, so now the person who gave it now is making chasana, you return it from the estate, from the money from the estate. That's the first teretz, and the brayos of the Mishnah are the same halacha. Teretz number two. Rav Asi Yomar, loy kasha, kam b'stam, kam b'mefarish. One's by stam, one's by mefarish. There's two ways to learn this Gemara. We'll first learn the Gemara the way that Rabbeinu Yonah learns b'shem the Rashbam. Our Rashbam, it doesn't sound exactly like that, but we'll first learn the way that Rabbeinu Yonah learns our Rashbam. That it means like this. If you stam said, the Vana our Mishnah is talking about a case where the father sent Shoshvinis and now he's getting something in return. And it's all who it goes back to. La'emtza not. The bride says it goes to that one brother. And our Mishnah says la'emtza. What's the chilek? What's the difference? The difference is like this. Our Mishnah is talking about where the father said, I'm giving Shoshvinis to Pliny, to Yankel. I'm giving Shoshvinis to Yankel. Who wants to bring it? And one of the sons said, I'll bring it. So there, it's clear that the father didn't want to give the Shoshvinis that the return should be dafka to that son. He just wanted to get it to the uncle, and the uncle now owes it back to him. He's not giving any son any special treatment. That son, punkt, went. So therefore, it's Chazeres Lamsa. Masha Inkein, the case of the Braisa is that the father picked out Reuven and said, Reuven, you go to the uncle. Since he picked out Reuven to go, so therefore, it's considered Mefarish, and there, the Shoshvinis will go return to Reuven dafka, not Lamsa. And the Bar brings a riot to this Teretz. Could time to the Raya. So Shalok loy aviv shoshvinis. The father sent shoshvinis kishi. Chazer comes back. Chazer's loy goes back to the person who brought it. But Shalok aviv shoshvinis stam. If he sent it stam, kishi chazer is goes lamsa. Then, when it's returned lamsa, and not dafka to that son who brought it. So that's the way the Rebbeinu Yonah learns the Rashbam. The way we have a Rashbam is slightly different. The Rashbam says, you know what mafarish means? That I spoke out, the father spoke clearly that when I sent Reuven, I said, and I want Reuven to get back the shoshvinis. I spoke that as Mepharish means. I spoke it, I want him to get it back. And the Stam means I didn't speak that out. So the only problem with this Pshat is that it's Pashut. Of course, if he spoke out, it goes to that Reuven. Of course, it goes back to Reuven. The father spoke it out. So what's the Chiddush? That's why the Rebbeinu Yonah is a little better. But like upon him, that's the two ways to learn Agamara. But the Teretz is that the Mishnah is talking about Bistam. That's where Chazeres Lamsa. The Brice is talking about Mepharish, and that's why it goes Dafka to him. Mepharish means either you appointed Reuven to bring it, so that's why he gets it. Or you even said more. You appointed Reuven to bring it, and you said that when it comes back, I want it to go to Reuven. That's the first two truths in the Tzitzit. Shmuel Amar, third Teretz. Hocha b'yavam askinam. Here we're talking about that the messenger, Reuven, died. If Reuven's alive, so then Reuven, the messenger, the one who brought the Shoshinus for the father to the uncle, Reuven gets it. No shayla about it. The Braisa says. And it must be the same thing. But here, Reuven died. And now, Reuven's brother Shimon did Yibum. Now Shimon gets everything that's supposed to be getting to any Arusha Reuven's supposed to get. So maybe now Shimon gets that Shoshvinis that Reuven was supposed to get, was potentially going to get. So Hach B'Yavam Maskinah. And the Loch is, in our Mishnah, the Yavam does not get it. She Einoi Noitel Barau Kemuchsek. Just like a Bechar does not take Barayu, same thing a brother does not take, when he takes over the Yibum, takes over his Yerusha, does not take Royu. And this Shoshvinis is Royu. Therefore, he doesn't take it. Now, from the Teretz, that's the very Gemara Teretz Shmuel. I missed the one of Yavam. The thing is, that's the Mavuyah from Shmuel's Teretz, that really, the Shoshvinim owe the Shoshvinis. They give it to Nehala Emtza. They owe the Shoshvinis. Just they can't give it to Reuven, because Reuven's dead, so they give it to the whole family. For anything about Kasha, the Yankel should be part of the Shoshvinis Bechlal. Why? Bechlal, the Idach, the the mishalim. I'm not telling the uncle, the other guy, he pays it. Lema, let him say, why should I pay it? Tnuli shashvini v'esvachimai. The lochim really is that Reuven is the shashvini. He really, he's not alive. He said, come, you know, make a chas, and I'll come to the chas, and I'll give you money. Well, what's the issue? Why mechayiv? Lechayra, you're not here. I'm ready to give you. You're not here. And I'll show you what he said to the idea. Milay Tanya, we learned the brayos like this. If someone gives kedushin to a isha, and then he does not go, he does not line up going to the chuppah. So what's the halacha? You have to give back that ring or not? If the minig is that they give back the ring, if the kedushin falls apart, so then Magdal has a kedushin, then you give it back, machzir. In a place where it's not the minig, not to give it back, ain't machzir, you don't give it back. And what the braisa qualifies halacha, whatever, the amira qualifies halacha in the braisa, omrav yesiv abamrav ma'okva mashmu lo yishanu, that you have to give it back in Makam Shemachzirim Elo Shemesehi, where she dies. And now the husband says, I want the Kedushin. Oh, no Kedushin, give me back my ring. Aval Meis, who? But if he dies, Ein Machzirim, don't give it back, my time. Because she could say, what do you mean, I'm still here. Shechol Yishetoymar, now on topic of Mehav, truly Baal Yvesachimoy, give me my Baal and I'll marry him. So why should I lose the Kedushin? So you see this idea, Tnuli Baal Vesemekmoy. So faith in Gemara, here also, Hakanami, let the other Yankel say, the Shashvina say, name a Tnuli Shashvina Esmoy, give me my Shashvina back, I'll be with Samechim. And the Ritva says, the Mark even asked him more. Stamazoy, there's no Chiev even. More than just to give it to me. Stam, the Loch is, the Gemara says, the Chiev only starts, this Chiev that you can collect in Bezdin only starts when he makes a Chasana. The guy's dead, he's not making a Chasana. So there's no way, I'm not even Chiev at all. There was a terrorist that I cast water more than asked that. But the Kapar Mamar said, why should we chayiv? I'm Rav Yosef. The case is, we were saying that the really chayiv, Pela Emsa is, Hokob and Maya Skinon, Kagoin, the one who died, he Kagoin, Somach Imoy, he made a chasana, he got married himself. Somach Imoy, he didn't have kids because obviously a Zibum, he got married himself. And the Yankel came to be a Shashvin, he did a whole Sheva Brachas, ate all the Sudas. Somach Imoy, Shivas May Mishta. For the hispik lemoyrat shemayis, responsible usually they paid after the simcha. So he came to be the shvin, and he was there a whole simcha, and he didn't pay until he died. So now he owes that money. So now the halacha is the hav min ubi goes to the yavam because he takes over Reuven's nechasim kamashmon royu, and it goes lemsa. So again, Avad was saying the price is right. If the father sends Reuven to go bring the shvinis, Reuven gets the shvinis. Our mishnah says chazer lemsa means Reuven died and a yavam took over, and therefore goes lemsa. I had a kasha. Why does it go lemsa? He's not chayv at all. He could say, "Give me my shvina, I'll pay him." He did have it. He had the chasana. He came back. Yankel came back for a chasana of Reuven. Reuven got married. He went to the whole shevra because he ate all the meals there, and now he wanted to give shvinis, and he's dead. So the halacha is chazer lemsa goes lemsa. That's the halacha, and that's the halacha of our mishnah.